Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for KER Politics. This first segment is an easy one for me. The reason I'm saying that is that we have a tailor-made subject right now for clinical psychologists, and that has to do with anger. I've been watching virtually all of the videos that are available on the current impeachment proceedings, and I have to say I have never seen so much vitriol. John Huber, Dr. John, is that a real word, vitriol?
I believe so.
There you go.
And,
never seen so much in my life. Why? We got a pretty important situation here. Why can't people use common sense and forget about vitriol?
Well, that goes against what we've been channeled since basically, you know, what, 2000, 2005, and the media and stuff started programming us to only respond in emotions, primarily anger. And once we do that, our brain falls into fight or flight mechanism, like you do when you're out camping and you come across a grizzly bear or something, fight or flight, and it helps you run or protect yourself. But what it does to your brain is it shifts the blood flow from your frontal lobe, where all your executive rational thoughts are, and redirects it to your limbic system, where all of your emotions are. And once the media does that, they basically take control over the thought processes of everybody invested in watching that news outlet. And it's pretty disturbing. They've done a really good job, and they've been helped along by social media. And, it's now to a boiling point, so to speak. I think we all are getting frustrated with it. And, we're ready to take the next move, but they don't want to move forward. They want us to stay in this stimulus response type position where we only get upset instead of actually voicing opinions that are rational. And the minute somebody does have a moment of rationality, they blow up and try to move you to that fight or flight movement all over again. They just keep pounding it away.
Well, I have to tell you, a good way to keep you in that fight or flight mood, in my opinion, is Schiff. The Democrats could not have picked a better chairman, because he really knows how to keep all people, participants and viewers, maybe even listeners in some cases, how to keep them in that fight or flight mechanism. I damn near don't want to watch it anymore, John, but I have to. And the reason I have to is, you know, we have listeners who really want insights like you're giving us right now.
Well, you know, and this thing is a charade. You know, the fact that the Republicans or President Trump himself is not allowed to bring any of their witnesses up, and the fact that all the witnesses that we have here, not one of them has presented, yes, I saw this, yes, I heard this, it's, well, I assumed this, and I believed this was happening, but no, I didn't hear him say that. And well, this other person told me that he heard it, and he heard it from this other person. You know, none of this, if you look at rules of evidence, none of this would be allowed to go in front of a jury or a judge in any of our levels of court proceedings here in the United States. Why are they doing it here? Well, the reason why is it's a charade, and it's a dog and pony show, and they're out there trying to manipulate, again, with that fight or flight mechanism, the minds of Americans, because they want to control middle America, mainstream America, and they're using this, trying to somehow say that this person is not good for our country. Yet if he had done something wrong, you know, the reality of it is they're redirecting us. The real issue should be is, why did one of our other presidential candidates' son sit there and take, what is it, tens of thousands of dollars a month for what, 36 months, 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, why was this allowed to go on? And that was essentially the question that was being asked. And they want to obfuscate so we don't go that way because, you know, it wasn't just one Democratic hopeful president candidate. It was other people in the Democratic Party's families were involved in it, too. And they don't want that to have to happen. And they're manipulating and trying to redirect it on Trump. And Trump's, you know, he's doing probably the only real rational thing. Dude, just go on with life because they're sealing their own doom. You know, yesterday they came out on CNN saying how this witness stated that he knew this was happening. And then, you know, you sit there and watch it live while that's going on CNN. And the questioning that they're asking, he says, I never said that. I said, I assumed this and I presumed that, but I never heard this. I don't know that actually happened. Yet CNN is putting that out as a fact.
You bet.
It's disturbing, and it is very much a sad state of mind when we're sitting there watching what's going on in Hong Kong right now.
Yeah.
And those kids and young people are there fighting for democracy, waving an American flag as an icon to fight for democracy, and the Communist Party is actively shutting them down and going after it. We have people all around the world, young people in Iran, Pakistan, China, Hong Kong specifically, they're fighting for more freedoms, and yet our young people in this country are asking for our freedoms to be taken away. It's pretty disturbing.
Go figure, John. I don't know. I just don't understand. You know, I have the thing that surprised me, I have been watching this almost as an ongoing process of my day, which I'm probably going to stop doing because I just don't understand. There are no facts being let out.
Not one.
No, and Joe Biden basically is on. I've got a video that's on my site of Joe Biden saying, you know, I told the Ukrainians if they wanted me to go back and recommend that money be distributed to them, they have to instigate an investigation into the chief prosecutor. And he said, he just laughed. And he said, I told them I was going to be here for 5 hours. If it wasn't done by the time that I left, they could forget about the U.S. aid. But nobody's allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, those are the questions that are banned by the Schiff. You know, and it's disturbing. It's a charade. You know, and they keep going back, well, look what Nixon did and how he, well, wait a minute. But Nixon, both parties were allowed to ask questions in that situation.
Right.
And they were unlimited. They weren't limited in scope. And this is such a charade. And I believe that the American people are watching this and they're getting angry. Look at the president's, you know, ratings are going up during this thing. So it's really sad. Even by, you know, CNN's measure and MSNBC, the president's numbers are improving. This whole thing was to shut down hopeful president reelection in 2020. And I think something else that just came out this morning is that during this thing, the Patriot Act was reauthorized bipartisan across the board. Both sides voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is something else that was being hidden from this. Again, obfuscation, stimulus response, fight or flight. They'll take what they can get out of it and walk away and act like nothing happened next week.
And to me, that's amazing because, you know, I don't know if you can answer this question or comment on it in just 30 seconds. But to me, what that is I have to wonder to what end are these manipulators going?
They're lining their own pockets. They're lining their own pockets, and they know better than we do, and we need to just sit back and take it. That's what I believe is happening.
John, I find that to be absolutely amazing. And I mean, this is an old statement for me to make. It's just a repetition. I never thought this would be going on in the America that I live in and that I love. Makes me very angry. John, thank you very much for coming in last minute. I truly appreciate it, my friend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Opening up KER Politics this particular week with David Horowitz. David is one of my favorite guests. He is an incredibly conservative individual, an incredibly bright individual. He's very concerned. He and his team, many members of his team, I have to say, have been guests on this program over the last few months. He's very concerned about what's going on in America today. He is the best-selling author of a book entitled The Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. That's a great sales tag. It really is. But the fact of the matter is, it is a great title for not only his book, but also for what's going on in the United States right now. David, I got some other questions for you, but I want to start out with this one because I'd like people to know the most that they possibly can about your book. Tell us about it. This is not your latest book, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it sort of is. Came out. It's been on the bestseller list for many, many months. I think it's a vital book. The subtitle is The War to Destroy Christian America.
Correct.
And when I discovered, I myself am an agnostic Jew, but also a former radical, so I understand the forces that want to destroy Christian America. And what I learned in writing the book and have written a whole chapter on is that the ideas that made America, all the principles and freedoms we cherish, freedom, equality, individual freedom, equality, inclusion, tolerance, are all originated as Christian ideas and Protestant Christian ideas.
Mm-hmm.
98% of the people who formed this country were Protestant Christians. If you don't understand the religious roots of your freedoms, they're taken away very easily. And, you know, through the Supreme Court, the left has managed to ban not only prayer in the schools, but Bible reading and any real mention religion except Islam, of course, because the schools are run by extreme leftists. Not so much probably suburban schools, but the city schools for sure. The very Christian idea was this. Before the Reformation, in order to get to heaven, you had to go through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. And the Reformers had realized that churches are human institutions and that they're subject to human corruption. And, of course, the Catholic Church at the time of the Reformation was extremely corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You can just watch the Netflix series on the Borgias to see how corrupt it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came up with this idea to replace the idea that you had to go through a church and its priesthood to get into heaven. They replaced it with the idea of the priesthood of all believers. And that was the idea that each human being created by God had a one-on-one relationship with their maker. They didn't need a church, and they didn't need, or an official church, as it were, and they didn't need a priesthood. The priesthood of all believers, that is such a radical concept because it puts everybody on an equal plane, including black slaves. And that's why Christians led the world in abolishing slavery. It was never declared immoral until Wilberforce, a white Christian male in England, and Thomas Jefferson, another white Christian male, said it was. And that began the movement which ended slavery within a little over a generation. A remarkable achievement. If you're familiar with the persecution of the Colorado baker, who was asked by a gay couple not just to make a cake, which he would gladly do for them, but a wedding cake with a slogan supporting gay marriage, which went against his religious beliefs.
Right.
The Commission of Colorado condemned and called the baker a discriminator, a bigot, and said that religion, freedom of religion, was used to justify great evils like slavery. That's the Civil Rights Commission in Colorado. This was overturned after a 4-year battle by the Supreme Court. But during those 4 years, he couldn't make wedding cakes, which was 40% of his business. He had these legal bills. And they've done this with T-shirts and so forth. But you just have to figure that for a moment. The Civil Rights Commission in Colorado does not understand that Christianity is the reason there is no slavery. Islam didn't condemn slavery. There's still Muslims enslaving blacks in Africa, for crying out to you. So the country is in very great danger if you don't realize what the roots of your freedoms are. And of course, without the First Amendment, which begins with it's about religious liberty, the free exercise of religion, which is under siege today. The Obama White House, by the way, supported the suit against the baker and supported all the bigoted suits against Christians. So that's how close we are to losing our country. The other Christian idea, which anybody familiar with the story of the Garden of Eden would know, with Genesis chapters 1 to 18, is that we're the source of social problems is us. It's people. We are prone to various evils. The ones forbidden in the Ten Commandments, you know, the seven deadly sins. These are endemic. They're part of our nature. And they have to be fought all the time. When you understand this, you understand why the founders did not create a one-man, one-vote democracy. Now, Elizabeth Warren wants to abolish the Electoral College because it's not one man, one vote, or one person, one vote. The Democrats have all talked about abolishing the Senate because Wyoming, which probably has about 500,000 people, has the same number of senators as California, which has close to 40 million people. The founders did not want one person, one vote. Why? Because they knew that the people get caught up in fads. They, you know, hysteria will sweep the country. That's how Germany became Nazi Germany. So they wanted to frustrate, the popular will. They had the system of checks and balances. It's all based on this Christian, it's a Judeo-Christian idea that we're the problem, not society, not races, not patriarchies. But individual human beings create the problems
and the problems
in our society. And if
David, I got to interrupt you just for a second for a commercial break here. But the problem is, quite frankly, getting bigger and bigger in the United States. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he wanted to listen at a lively White House debate on the subject of vaping. He's now eased off of what he announced 2 months ago, a ban of flavored vaping products. he took on the growing issue of underage vaping in a discussion with industry representatives, health experts, and anti-tobacco activists.
We want to take care of our kids.
The event on Friday contrasted sharply with the president's announcement in September, which raised the prospect of a widespread ban on flavored e-cigarettes. This time, he listened carefully and asked questions.
What about the concept of every state decides?
He said he's still thinking what he should do.
That's still your position.
We're going to be announcing very soon.
Massachusetts has just become the latest state to take a stand prohibiting the sale of flavored vaping products and menthol cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Got a really interesting guest in the first couple of segments. He has been on the show before, best-selling New York Times author, and just beat up a little bit on Mueller in the investigation that he was involved in. His name is Jerome Corsi. Jerome is an author, American author, obviously. He's a political commentator, and he is a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I kind of don't call it a conspiracy theory, though, in my opinion, because I think it's all very truthful, all of his ideas. He has two New York Times best-selling books. One is Unfit for Command, and the other one is The Obama Nation. Unfit for Command, I think I mentioned, that's another one. Where is the Birth Certificate is another one. And then, of course, Silent No More. We talked about that book the last time Jerome was on the show. Jerome, the first thing I want to talk about is you defied Mueller, quote, and won. Now you're suing Mueller. Tell us, number one, why you defied him.
Well, Mueller wanted me to plead guilty to what was critical to their whole argument was that I had contact with Roger Stone, that I connected Roger Stone to Assange, who, of course, released these Democratic emails that were stolen. But I never had contact with Assange. I didn't do it. It wasn't. I had basically figured out on my own that in July 2016, we'd taken a trip to Italy. It was our 25th wedding anniversary. And
yeah,
at the time, I figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, but no one told me. So I refused to plead to a crime I had not committed. I couldn't stand before a judge or God and swear to that. And Mueller was saying, well, if you don't take this plea deal, we'll charge you with obstruction of justice and put you in prison the rest of your life. I said, yeah, you know, take a hike. If you want to put me in the prison the rest of my life, unless I use suborn perjury and I lie and help build your case against Roger Stone and against Donald Trump, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell the truth. And they never indicted me.
Right.
And Mueller is now finished. So I managed to, with the help of God, get through that one. But it was not easy, I can assure you.
No, I can imagine taking on the federal government is not easy at all. As you were quoted in the Washington Examiner is saying, I figured the situation out myself. Nobody told me. They didn't believe it. They thought it was impossible and that I had deduced this or guessed this, whatever you want to say. I'm seeing the government do some things right now, Jerome. I don't want to say the entire government, but a faction of it doing some things right now that are just so far out in the left field, and that's an appropriate place to put it, in my opinion. I'm not even sure why they're bringing it up. Any comments on that? And I'm not talking about the impeachment yet. I'm just talking about some of the general actions.
Well, I've been investigating and writing about this now for over 15 years,
right,
saying that this deep state that we have is completely out of control. They are globalists. They are not in agreement with the Constitution or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. And I think the Democrats are in the process of destroying the Democratic Party. This current batch of candidates seem to me to be a Democratic Socialist Party. Are they going off the cliff? I mean, you know, you've got candidates who are saying you can kill babies after they're born if the mother doesn't want them. I mean, that's insane to me.
Pardon me, but as a Christian, I have to ask you a question. Isn't that absolutely insane?
It's murder. As a Christian, it's murder.
Yeah.
That child has a life. You can't just kill it because it's inconvenient to the mother. That's just, I'm just astounded. I never thought I'd hear anything so preposterous in my life.
Well, welcome to the new world, sir. Let's segue from that into a different subject, although it's a closely related subject. I have been watching the impeachment hearings in terms of the current impeachment situation, I guess the only impeachment situation for a long time now, and I'm getting very, very depressed because logic tells me, as a student of politics, somewhat knowledgeable about politics, I have to say, I don't understand why the Democrats are pursuing this impeachment action. Can you elaborate a little bit on it for us?
Well, I think it's consistent with what I, you know, was just saying, and that Democrats are becoming socialists. They're becoming communists. This is a Stalin trial. In other words, it's proceeding on the assumption that Donald Trump is guilty, and now they're looking for evidence.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to accept hearsay, and if they can't have, even today, again, Adam Schiff made up his version of what he thought or wanted Donald Trump to have said, when it wasn't at all what Donald Trump said in the phone call with Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, on July 25th, or in any of these other issues that the Democrats are now so intense on impeachment. They only want power that it frightens me, because the fundamental premise of our due process, of our First Amendment, the ability to disagree with one another civilly, these are all in question with socialist Democrats. They're driving the car off the cliff. And if we go along with it, they're going to take political correctness and they're going to make any of us who don't agree with their wacky political ideas, we're going to become criminals because we believe in Jesus Christ or the Bible or the Constitution. And the current impeachment hearings actually frightened me. I never thought the Democrats would be themselves this radicalized into denying due process to the president in an impeachment hearing. No witnesses called by the Republicans, no attorney for the president, limited time for the Republicans. This whole thing is a one-sided affair that reminds me of a show trial in Nazi Germany or in Stalin's Russia.
But the question I have to ask, and I think the question that everybody is wondering about right now, is Is there any chance, or let me rephrase that, Mr. Kersey, Dr. Kersey, sorry. Is there any chance that they're going to prevail in this thing, prevail successfully?
I don't see it. I think the first casualty in this impeachment inquiry, the Ukraine one, is, first of all, Joe Biden.
You bet.
Because now the whole world knows Biden's finished. There's no possibility he's going to run. I think he'll ultimately face, and his son, criminal prosecution for what's brought out already. I think the second casualty and main casualty here is ultimately the Democratic Party itself. Because I think people are going to be so turned off by these hearings that the Democrats, now in their socialist bent, are very extreme. Even President Obama said they were extreme. Now, that to me floored me that, you know, President Obama, who was raised in, partly in Indonesia, mm-hmm. raised in Islam, which he denies, you know, any of that impact, he was raised by Frank Marshall Davis, a mentor who was a communist from Chicago out in Hawaii. They were together when Obama was young. Obama worked in a Saul Alinsky organization. Obama is saying that these Democrats, including like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, are way far extreme to the American people. And these hearings, I think, only reinforce. I'm looking at Schiff, who, to me, looks like there's something psychologically wrong with him, the way he's acting like a dictator here.
I agree.
Trying to drive his narrative. That's not American justice, and it is not going to play well for the American people. These hearings are boring. They're not going to be watched. I don't know what the Democrats think they're achieving, but I think that they're so far gone in their ideological hatred of Donald Trump that they're going to destroy themselves.
Dr. Kersey, I have to agree with you 100%. I have felt this way for a long time. Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney is oftentimes co-host on this program. He feels that there is absolutely nothing that can come out of this other than, I would have to say, disarray and ill feelings towards the Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back after this real quick commercial break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Dr. Jerome Kersey, best-selling author, very, very astute individual when it comes to American politics, certainly on the national level. I don't know about his level of knowledge on the, you know, municipal or state level, but I would guess it's probably just as high as it is on the national level. Dr. Kersey, the question that I have is I have been watching the hearings and the, you know, associated interviews that go on with the hearings since day one. What I don't understand at all is why are the Democrats so rude in their questioning? We're not talking just basically rude. We're talking out of the park rude. Any comments?
Well, once the Democrats get so deeply into ideology, I make the point, and when I wrote Killing the Deep State, which is my current bestseller, they've lost all perspective. So facts don't mean anything. For instance, you know, you can refute, say there's no Russian collusion. Mueller couldn't find any. Well, that didn't convince some of the most extreme, like Schiff, who said, well, then we're going to go to obstruction, or now we're going to go to Ukraine. I'm sure some of the Democrats still would press issues of Russian collusion. They're now looking and saying, well, President Trump lied on his written answers to Mueller. I mean, they won't give up. And until they, and truth doesn't refute them. That's what's so difficult about ideology, is their convictions become almost like a religion. And when you don't agree with their religion, they get abusive, they get rude. They want to silence you. I mean, it's like we see on the universities today. I think it's a very frightening time in America where we're having a challenge to the fundamental principles by which the American Constitution was formed and we live by, including First Amendment rights to free speech and religion, including Second Amendment rights to bear arms. I mean, they even want to come the police into the homes and confiscate weapons. If they got a chance to do that, they would do that, which is Fourth Amendment, search and seizures. It's a very frightening time, and I'm praying to God that, you know, that there'll be those of us who continue to pray, who continue to support these values and fight back with truth and refuting these hearings that are going on today. I don't think there's any, you know, the Democrats don't want you to talk about Joe Biden's corruption, but if Donald Trump mentions it, which is, you know, staring everybody in the face right now, then he's got to be impeached. That makes no sense at all. The fault is, the crime is the corruption, not mentioning it.
You know, Dr. Corsi, you bring up one thing that I totally don't understand. How in God's name, and I say that obviously, certainly not derogatory, how is it possible to leave the situation with Joe Biden, which closely involves his son Hunter? How is that possible to leave that for another day or for to leave it for perhaps another time that will never come about?
I think it's got to be investigated. I think it's got to lead to criminal investigations here and in Ukraine. We know that $3 billion in U.S. aid was stolen, and documents have been released this week showing that at least $3.5 million went to the Kerry family and to John Kerry, former Secretary of State, ran for president in 2004, who I opposed with the Swift Boat book I co-authored with John O'Neill. And the Biden family, and they were passed through Morgan Stanley, and they were Burisma accounts. I think this whole thing, President Trump had every justification in the world for saying, I don't want to send another $250 million in aid that's going to be stolen in Ukraine till I find out if this new President Zelensky is honest. And we have a mutual legal assistance treaty in effect with Ukraine that was agreed to under President Clinton, and that gives, I believe, Donald Trump every right to make sure that corruption is going to be addressed in Ukraine, including the Biden corruption. Well, that was at the heart of it.
Yeah, time will tell. Time will tell, and that's about all I can say. I know you're very anxious to talk about a new and original to Dr. Jerome Corsi plan about how to secure our southern border. Got about 3 minutes, you can have it all.
Well, it is a product called TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and it's made by HESCO, HESCO, who is a defense contractor, an established defense contractor. They specialize in the rapid deployment of perimeter defense systems when we send our troops overseas in harm's way. Now, best way to see this is if you go to the Internet, and you look up TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO, there's a series of videos that show their modular units. They're put in the field, and can be put on the border, just like they can be put to establish an encampment in Syria for our troops. The Army Corps, the military come right behind them, and they assemble these units. They just assemble in the field, and they can get locked together. They're backloaded with dirt. The wall component can be as high as 16 feet. You can't climb it because it has a mesh, steel mesh front. You can't get your fingers in it. You can't get a grappling hook into it. You try to go over the top of it. It has a spring mechanism. It springs back. The videos on YouTube show trying to run a semi-truck through it at 50 miles an hour, and it just absorbs the semi-truck. Can be anti-ballistic, and has smart technology built in it. So the sensors will detect even if you try to dig under it. And this can all be incorporated. It can be laid down on the border. We have the entire remaining 1,350 miles of the border, largely unsecured in Texas, done by Election Day 2020 for a cost under $1 billion. And this is military-grade technology, which, if it's good enough to protect our military in combat zones, it should be able to protect our citizens on the border in a drug war. And if we don't need it, or we need it reconfigured, or you need it in difficult terrain, HESCO has a whole suite of these TerraBlock products. They can configure it for mountains. They can configure it for the Rio Grande. HESCO is an extremely well-known company. They've been providing this product, this TerraBlock, around the world. It's used to defend power grids. It's used in the United States also in crowd control or rock concerts. It's a well-known and established Department of Defense contractor with a solution we can do now. If we do the steel 35-foot barriers, it's going to take $22 billion to do it. Best they could do is 6 miles a day at over, you know, 1,200 miles. It's going to be more than 200 days. That's almost over 3 years, you know, to finish. And we'll never get the money because the Democrats will block it. This can be done immediately. The tariff block can be put down. President Trump can keep his campaign promise. He's got the money already in the budget to do this. And what is needed is for the American people to learn about this product. That's why I'm so pleased to be on your show today and have them call their members of Congress, call the White House switchboard, and implore everybody to start learning about and talking about tariff block. We have a proposal in the White House in front of the president. We've got it to Jared Kushner's office, who is managing a lot of the border for President Trump. We have it in front of the Department of Homeland Security. We have the tariff block proposal now in front of Governor Abbott's office in Texas. I sent it in this morning to Representative Steve Scalise's office, the minority whip. I think we're going to be seeing tariff block gains the next few weeks as a solution to the border that we can do now affordably.
You know, Dr. Corsi, I was going to tell you we're out of time, but I've given you more time. I'm going to move this particular segment to the latter part of the show where we have almost 10 minutes to close up the show. And the reason I'm doing that is this is something that Al Corlin, who's a pretty well-read guy, has personally never heard of. But coming from Dr. Jerome Corsi, it's got to be very, very credible. It's something you folks probably really ought to take a look at, and you probably Once you discover what it is, that's TerraBlock made by Haskell. I will look it up before I put this particular web address up. I'll make sure you can go right to the right place. It's something that people really should talk to their political officials about. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for your time, sir. We appreciate it. I'd like to get you back in the near future to talk about some of your other books, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.